I think I mentioned last week, I love this piece here. It's very short. I mean, it's like the introduction to the Gemara. It's very short. But I find it to be a lot of fun from a logical perspective. For people who like that kind of stuff. Because it's like, again, I said last time, you have like this working idea, and then the Gemara starts chipping away at it. It uses its questions in the Mishnah to chip away slowly at that original definition and force you to modify it, which is great. I think that's often you find that in the scientific world. You have a hypothesis, and you have to modify it. Same thing happening here. If you listen to the Gemara, you'll see that's what's happening. Okay, so step one, as I put in the chat, we know that Me'ilah is not a negation of a status. It doesn't mean this thing was designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and now Me'ilah is the inverse of that. Rather, it's a certain usage. Okay, and then the Gemara says, what about the case of Kabbalah, right? Why does the Mishnah have to teach us the case of Kabbalah, which we translate into that, what would you think? You would think that, well, what happens? Kabbalah is more of an Iker Avoda than Shlita. Why? Because only Kohen could do it. I don't care about that logic. Take it as an axiom. So as such, what you would think is that the Pigam, or the defect that emerges there, is more serious than, what do you call it, by doing Shlita in the wrong Makom. I mean, if I do Shlita in the wrong Makom, it's like I've done like a minor problem. It's a minor problem. But a Kabbalah, that's a major issue. So what happens to the Korban if I do that? And therefore, what happens to it insofar as Kachet Kalam is concerned? Mila won't apply because it's really what? It's really a true Kachet Kalam, right? The worse the defect, the more the demotion, okay? Fine. Okay, so now the Gemara is not done. So now the Gemara wants to know, okay, if you have that, then why is the Mishnah have to teach us the next case? Who's reading today? And also, me tonight, hi. Me
the Darum Hava Mina Haiti Omar
Be'elu
Me'olin.
Good.
Me'olin Lepi She'e'asho
Nasu.
Nasu Bayo.
Good. V'yamama.
V'yamama Zman Hakarba.
Stop. Okay. So we know that Shechita, if I do Shechita in the wrong Makom, Me'elu applies. If I do Gabal in the wrong Makom, Me'elu applies. Now the Gemara says, okay, well, let's take these two, but make the assumption that both these are taking place when? During Yom. Because Yom, the daytime, is when you bring Korbanos. But maybe you would think that if I did a Korban at night, right, Laila, right, is not time for Korban. So what would you think?
No Mila.
Mila doesn't apply. Okay. Now there's a shift here. There's a shift in thinking, okay? You'll pick up on what's... It's a really cool piece. You'll pick up what's going on in the Gemara. But the Gemara is shifting now. It's saying, okay, well, why do we need... In other words, you need the case of Lila. Why? Well, why do you need the case of Lila for? It's not time for Korban. So maybe you think, since Lila is not the time for the Korban, so if I did the Korban at night, so then what's the halacha? Mila shouldn't apply.
Right.
Kamash Milan, that what do we learn from the Mishnah? It does. Now, why would Lila be different? And here's the part you don't know. You don't know this part.
I don't.
You don't. I'll tell you why. Because when we say Lila is not time for the Korban, that's not 100% true.
There is a Korban brought at night?
No. It's not the Korban's brought at night. But what?
You burn stuff
at night. Oh, okay, good. So there is the, what do you call it? The Emurin, right? What happens at night? So we know that there is some idea, the Evarim, the limbs, right? There's still an idea of them being like Roy, like you can actually consume them at night, yeah. Okay? There's meaning you can't be makriv a korban at night. That you can't do. You cannot be makriv a korban at night. But there is an idea of the remnants, of the limb remnants of the korban. They can still be consumed. They still have applicability at nighttime.
Like a carbon paste
off. Oh, similar. Don't get me wrong. I think what you're asking is that the maskana makes no sense. Why wouldn't Me'ila apply, right, to a case of a korban done at night? No, but that's exactly the point. That should be just like korban shem. That should be like what do you call kachrim shemesu, right? Because okay, it's all the Gemara is saying. That's why you need note guy. All the Gemara is saying is that when we say it's Laila Zman Akraba, we say you don't bring a korban at night. But there is, you can't be makriv a korban. But there is still something there, meaning like this. Meaning if the evarim didn't have any potential to be used at night, right? You can eat the evarim. Let's say if that didn't exist, then your question is a slam dunk. But it still makes the maskana difficult. It seems much more compelling to say that Me'ilah should not apply, rather than Me'ilah apply.
Interesting.
I know. So now, why would you say Me'ilah doesn't apply, Mipi Sfara, and why does Me'ilah apply?
Makrav.
If you look at note Chaf Zayin, okay, look at note Chaf Zayin. So look where it says 1, 2, 3, 4, four lines down. It says Vilaila Ena Roy Athakache Kalim. Fine. Mesiv Rut says because of Shanira Tam Shemo Alim Balaila, right? Why does Me'ila apply at night? Mishum Sheim Allah Lo Yereb. But so meaning that if I went ahead and did bring the korban, what wouldn't I do? What memory? Come on. What is it? What's we're going to take up the sugya soon. But what's Olav Lo Yered?
It goes up and comes down.
Meaning if I makrived it, I leave it on the mizbeach. I don't take it off. I don't run and say, "Oh my God, this is a disaster." I leave it there. Okay. He says. Then he says, "Vehavi b'shem tosvos remain a peretz shapir shatam shebechitas laila molim afal pishahu bizman she'ena roya lakrava." This is what I want to focus on. Even though it's not the time for being makrived, and they shall laila royal hakravas evarim upadarim. But nighttime in general is okay for being makariv, let's say, the limbs. So nighttime, it's not that nighttime, it's not that there's no idea of a krav at night, because if there's no idea of a krav at night, that's it, you're done. This would never work. You see how it's trying to attach to some idea of usage still.
Right.
That's what.
It has to be more abstract idea.
Good. So, okay, good. So now, if I bring the korban at night, okay, why is that psul different? It's an easy step. Again, I'm going to spoon feed a little bit, but why is that first step? What's the difference between if I shecht it at night,
yeah,
that's different than shechting the wrong makom? What's the difference?
When you shecht it in the
wrong... Okay, a little more, you know, categorical. In other words, the ma'isa shechita produces a what? Okay, well, let's say a shame korban. It's a shame korban. Now, it's just this psul. In other words, I shechted it, I have a shame korban. I'm not saying it goes in this order, but think about it this way. Shechting it produces shem korban. Wrong makom comes along and does what to it? So it creates a defect in the shem korban. But if I shecht it at night,
then you don't have that. You can't have that shem korban to begin with.
Oh, good. So you can have a shem korban. Okay, that to me is the first step to take.
So then, what are you?
We'll answer that one step at a time. I'm saying like this: if you don't go down this road, I think you're going to run into some serious problems. But in other words, you got to create a clear delineation between the difference between shechting in the wrong makom and shechting at night. So if you say Laila Zman Hakrava, that's different than saying there's an idea of makom, right? Makom is where you shecht. I just shecht in the wrong makom, but I have a korban to speak of. But if you say the time period, there's no idea of a krava whatsoever, right? So then how can you tell me my shechita produces a korban? There's no shame korban to speak of. Ah, but what do you have then?
So what are you doing?
I'm not going to give anything away. All we know is Laila Zman Hakrava, but that's not absolute. Right, it just means I can't do the Maisa HaKrava at night. But it doesn't mean there's no reality of Korban at all at night.
Part of Krava?
Guys, this animal, this specific animal, no usage whatsoever.
Right.
It's just because it happens to be, this is the shift in the Gemara, it happens to be that if I have a Korban that I shecht properly,
right,
in the right time, in the right makom, take it to its conclusion, there is a reality of an aspect of a Krava that takes place at night, i.e. the burning of the Evarim. That can still take place at night. Because of that reality, even though there's no particular specific usage to this korban, there's still an idea of me'ila applying.
So it doesn't...
That's in this point. This is not an issue of hektish, right? That's the trap here. The trap is, okay, I can always rely on my good friend hektish. No. The Gemara wants to keep this within the realm of usage. It's just going to keep modifying what usage means.
Why does it want
to
keep that?
Can I reframe the question? It might be easier to define this.
No, no, no.
I can't reframe the question?
No, I don't like it.
Okay. So I like that. It's very good. It's good. It's good. Let's go back to the hobby. So if you're going to tell me. So, all right. So let's look at the hobby, okay? So it's tempting. The idea, when we say Lila's not the Zman HaKrava, really the question comes down to, like, how do we understand that idea, okay? And knowing full well, we got to keep in play this concept of Mi'ila applying to an object of usage, okay? So the Havina would say, right, why would Mi'ila not apply here? Well, okay, what do I have? What do I know? When we say Laila, Lav Zman HaKrava, but we know the Ivarim, that's why it all hinges on that idea. If it weren't for that note, we're done, okay? So what does that show us? It shows us that, well, there's a usage that comes about through the process of HaKrava, like, for instance, an act of Shechita, an act of Zrika. And then there's the product of HaKrava. What's a product of HaKrava? The Ivarim, right? So maybe you could distinguish between the two and say, well, one second. Well, if at nighttime, all I can focus on at nighttime is I have a product of something, right? That's one type of usage. But I'm actually subject to the process of usage itself. I didn't do the Maisa Shechit on it. So maybe you would think that that's why I'd be excluded from Me'ila.
It's like you have a product without it.
I think what Yonatan's saying is that Me'ila doesn't here mean, when we say it's tied to usage, you would think it's tied to the specific usage taking place here. But maybe what the Gemara is saying is that no, as long as it's tied to the institution of usage, which even though in this case here we have a product usage, we don't even have a step-by-step hakrava usage, we have the product of hakrava usage, but nonetheless, that's still part of the institution of usage, mila would still apply. Now notice, we've gone from a very, we've started from the strongest possible relationship between mila to usage, to then a weaker one, to now an even weaker one, okay? So of course, there's only one more place we can go now, even weaker than this, yeah. Which is the next move in the Gemara. Keep that in mind. Remember, Kachin Shemesu is our no usage control here. The control in this experiment is Kachin Shemesu. That's no usage.
Absolutely
not. Right, no, none, right, absolutely none. So we're looking for any vestige of usage is what we're looking for. So now the Gemara says, Aval Shachta B'Ladav Zark Bayom, right? Halaylos Lav Zman Akrava. Keep going. Vehai.
Vehai Yishachat Balayla Zanapik Midei.
Fine. Now the Itana now comes in the last move. Itana.
Itana shkita or shkata balayla.
So now comes the best part. But now we have two separate variables. Okay, we have this variable, right? The shkita kabbalah maisa hakrava, and then this variable. But don't you remember that within this variable, there's two levels. There's the inferior voda and superior voda. Yeah. So of course, since the Gemara likes being sadistic, it's now going to take the superior avoda variable and the zman variable and now put them together, because that's what the Mishnah says. So it says vitana shachta b'layla. Let's say it only said shechting. Remember, inferior voda layla, inferior zman, right? Havamina. Well, zarak dama b'yom. That's important. But since I did what? Since I did Zrika during the day. Yeah, the brackets count.
Parentheses.
No, look at the brackets.
Okay.
I did Zrika, which is the most pivotal avoda during the day, right? Lefikach is Bamila. But wait a second. You understand that? In other words, so maybe you'll think like this. Maybe you'll think that if I shecht at night, so I did inferior avoda at nighttime, which is the bad Zman, but I did Zrika, which is the most important avoda, during the day, which is the right time for avoda, mila would still apply. But if I did shachtam b'yom, if I shachted during the day,
v'zarkan d'man b'layla,
she'ikar
avoda ha'tab b'layla hiti omer ha'oil
b'layla
lama b'lava
lav
zman.
Who? Right. Nighttime is not the time for bringing korbanos. Kiman. Tough word. Kinun dami. It's like they were killed. Kachin shemesu. V'lo isbahu me'ila. Kamash malan. Okay.
Why are things like Lila's
important part was done incorrectly?
No, but it's two things though, right? Well, no, I know what you're trying to do, but let's think more binary. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is that, okay, fine. Lila's a minus one,
yeah.
Right? Shchita will say, wrong makam is a minus one. Shchita versus Zrika, Shchita is less than Zrika. So maybe what you would think is that Shchita, which is inferior, plus or minus one, right? Zrika, which is superior, right? And they're done during the day, and assuming this is done,
two.
What?
Then
right. No, so Dami Ila would apply.
Yeah.
Right, but here,
if they're both like minus ones.
Basically, yes, exactly. Like minus ones. Like this, this is the minus one, though. And this is the minus one. So two minus ones can't beat out this wimpy Shchita plus Yom.
Yeah.
Okay? Then that's why you think Mila wouldn't apply.
Oh.
Again, if we fuse together the variables, okay? Forget the math. Fuse the variables together. The Gemara wants to present a scenario where Mila wouldn't apply. Why wouldn't Mila apply? Because I did the most important avoda, right? At night. Again, you see what it's doing? It's taking... That's why I drew this box here. It's taking this variable of time and these variables here and fusing them. Question is, how do we approach this? Let's be detectives. What facts do we know? The Gemara wants us to believe, right? We know that Zrika is the most important thing you ever do in the Korban.
Yeah.
And you're doing it at night, which is the Lav Zman Akrava. So because of that, you would think, oh my God, Mila doesn't apply anymore. Why not?
Because the Zrika and the Lila cancel.
What is it doing to the Shem Korban?
It's diminishing it.
No.
I don't think Lila doesn't. If it took it away in its entirety, Mila would never apply. Okay, fine. Okay, but I don't know if but that's going to be very hard to define, because you're going to say the Havim is going to hold there's no shame korban. I'm just going to say that there is a shame korban. That's strange.
Well, the Maskana.
Let's start with the fact that we know. The fact that we know is that Zrika done at night, it seems like is really bad, right? It's one thing to shecht at night. That's bad, Zrika at night. I don't mean, just don't be convinced by the tone of my voice. Zrika at night, there's nothing, that's really, 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 really bad.
How, you know, important is the actual...
Right, exactly. So you're doing the most important part of the korban at night, right? So you really messed up. Now, even I want to maintain it, even according to the Havamina, there's still a shame korban here. But if I want to set it up, right, what I would say is that in trying to demonstrate that this is a really, 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 really bad state, okay, why would you still say... Why would you think because of that Mila wouldn't apply?
Is there a bucket anywhere that
we still have to buy into our idea of usage, okay? But recall how I mentioned early on that there's another aspect of Mila which we can't forget about, which is that the idea of it being an object of usage really reflects its like its pristine status, right? It's being something that can be used in the mikdash, certain chashivas attached to it. Okay. Now when you look at something that I did Zrika in a night, okay? So we're gonna say that's a really bad thing. It's tarnished. Okay. Now the question is like this. The question is, and I think this is why it's the last step before the coup d'etat at the end, which is like this, which is, well, what do we mean by it's degraded? Okay. If it's a relativistic degradation, meaning relative to the other aspects of korban, this is the worst thing you could do, then Mi'ilah may not apply. Because you could say, even though it's an object of usage, but if it lacks... Yeah, it's a comparative type of degradation.
Gold standard.
Exactly, right, right.
It doesn't even matter at this point.
Right, exactly. So what's the Gemara's answer?
I don't like that. That's
why? That's why I want to say it's relativistic. Whereas a Maskana would say, now this is the key point. A Maskana would say, but what do I still have here? As long as I have attached to this item, no matter how degraded it is, right, which is expressed through the fact that its identity is one of Shem Korban, what is it still not? Hektish.
Does it have
Shem
Korban?
Yes.
Well,
because remember, Avarim. You can still, even no matter how much I polluted the Korban, the idea of usage could still be expressed.
But how do you know?
It's into bias on the table. This fits into my overall approach because the Gemara's endpoint right now is saying, but at least I have one thing. You know what I can say about this thing? It's not simply hektish. Even if I've created a degraded, horrific Korban, it's still what? It's still korban. As long as it has some vestige of korban, it's not hektish, and that's why Mila would apply. That's why I want to posit the Gemara goes down this road. It's going to go down from to show you the farthest from hektish possible to now we're literally like 1% away from hektish, but it still has some reality of korban because of this usage.
So if you
shaft it, no one even brought this up. We never mentioned the wrong what?
Makom.
Wrong makom. So now. Noam, look at this now. This is very complicated. Hagemara Maksha.
Gemara Ama
Shaninu.
Shaninu. Shikadshe Kadshim. Shikhashev Alehem. Bishaat Shikitam. Le'echulam. Chutz Lizmanam. O Chutz Limakom. Makamam.
Molamahem. So now, beforehand, we took two different variables. We took the variable, we'll call them A and X, okay? A was the variable about time. X was the variable about which avoda is ikar or not. But now the Gemara is going to be even more sadistic, and it's going to say, one second, we now found the case, checkmate. Okay, what's a checkmate case? Where you mess up both the Zman and the Makom. Okay, so I shecht in the wrong Makom and the wrong Zman. What's the problem? So Maksha Gemara Chutz Zman Chutzim Kama L'Mai Chazu.
Doesn't it say intention when you shecht it?
It's talking about pigle.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. Right, sorry. You have the intention. Excuse me. Yeah. You're right. You have the intention. It's correct. Kolomar, move on a davar.
Bidinim Kodmim.
A Kodmim, the earlier halachas, right? She.
Shemalim Bahem.
That Meila applies. Kigon.
Kigon. Or in Avad. Badarom, o balayla.
So if I did the avoda in the wrong makom or at night, I'm just going to help you out again. Okay, so because there's some usage that I can still speak of, it's still good. Now the court says ulam. Say ulam.
Ulam lama.
But one second, if something's shechted, if there's a chutz lemakom and chutz lezman, okay, why will Mi'ilah apply? Hare ein emurehem re'uyim legavoa v'lo b'sram l'kohanim. V'areihem kikachim shemesu. Madu amalamahem. Bam. So now we found the case where what? Where there should be no... Right, there's no usage. There's no... What?
Same thing as the animal that died, no?
Yes, that's exactly the point. So now the Gemara has finally found the case, right? Checkmate, right? You would think. Which is where I've shown you a case synonymous to Kachem Shemesu. What is that? A korban, shechted, chutz lezmanan, and chutz lemkoma. So that is literally synonymous with Kachem Shemesu, right? There's no usage whatsoever. It's like we've worked, I have, so hard on this theory, and now the Gemara tosses the whole thing away. Except it's not quite ready to give up. All right? So it's got one answer, which is very hard. Hoel?
Umiratzin?
Okay. Hadinhu?
Hadinhu she'en nikiva, nikiva, al ha'karvin, she'em higom.
B'shrita. Okay. If I shecht in the wrong makom / wrong zman, okay? So when I do that, so this is going to be tricky, okay? Is the korban pasul? But even though it's pasul, right, the shame pigel, okay, has not expressed itself in the korban. Well, it has not. She'ein nikva ala korban shame pigel b'shchita. Lehischayev kares al chilaso. So if I went ahead and ate that korban, if I shechted it and brought it to its fruition and ate it, I would not be chayev kares. Okay? Ad sheyasu bo kol shar avodos ad achar zrika. Until I do all the other avodas until after zrika. Ume'achar sheshchitas pigel moil lekach. Then pigel would apply. Shemikocha nikva korban mishas zrika shal achar mikain kipigel. Okay, so when would pigel emerge?
After Zrika.
So if I shechted the korban and then took it to its completion, okay, now I can say that what is this and I ate the meat, what would happen to me?
Kares.
But if I did the shechita, okay, and then let's say I ate the meat afterwards without doing Zrika, I didn't do any avodas. So do I get kares for eating it?
No.
But
you're still not doing
it. I mean, still awesome, but yeah.
Okay, so you. This is crazy. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. The Gemara is saying this. The Gemara is saying in both instances, everyone agrees, right? If I shecht it in the wrong zman and wrong makom, is there any usage for it at all?
No.
So that's gone, right? You know, there's no usage issue. Rather, what's the issue? Just factually, the issue is well, it's puzzle, right? But the difference between shechting it, chutz zman and chutz koman, and then shechting it. In the wrong makom, wrong zman, and doing all the avodos through zrika in the wrong makom, wrong zman, right? Meaning I botch it all the way is pigel. Meaning if I shecht it in the wrong makom, wrong zman,
not be pigel once you shecht it in the wrong makom and wrong time.
Yeah, but let's say I didn't go ahead with the avoda.
No, is there a way to?
You know, the answer now is how does it mean you will apply here? I mean, what are you going to say? I mean, it's so hard. We know, good. Once the thing is pigled, what do we know for sure?
No mila.
Good. So we can at least say that the worst thing you could ever do with korban, right? In other words, when something is a shame korban, the worst thing you could ever do is give it a shame pigle. Shame pigle is the ultimate contradiction to the state of korban.
Right.
Nothing worse than that. So if that happens, then you could say by Me'ila wouldn't apply. That's a good starting point.
So, yeah, but that's usage.
No. So I'm emphasizing this point. I'm emphasizing this point because the Gemara is very careful. It's saying pigle only kicks in if I botch it from start through Zrika.
Right?
Then pigle kicks in. Even though if I botch it, chutz zman chutz lemkomo, so there's no usage whatsoever. If I did shechita, no usage. But if I ate it, I won't be chayav kares because pigle hasn't had an opportunity to really stick its claws into the korban. But if I do the zrika, then it would.
Zrika was the first.
Thank you. What is pigle, right? It's a funny idea. Pigle is a very interesting idea. We're going to see this soon. But there's after Zrika, right? So at that point, what do I now say? If I've done the korban so incorrectly, right?
Yeah.
Maximize the incorrectness of it, then pigle kicks in, right? It's like a funny idea. It's like the worst you do, so to speak, like meaning if I take it to its culmination of a korban, but I did it all incorrectly, now the Isser Karis kicks in. Now pigle kicks in.
But pigle doesn't need maximum correctness.
Think about it. You're right. There is an idea of pigle that exists if I shecht in the wrong makom, wrong zman. Right? But no, but I won't be chayav karis if I eat it.
No, I know.
Oh, I won't miss her. I don't know.
No.
Chayav yisivei shemayim, but not karis. No, but think about it. It's not a coincidence that zrika is the most important avoda, right? It's the culmination of all the avodas. And if I do that, right, the wrong way, what comes with that? Piggle. Okay? But not, without getting too fancy, what does that show us by piggle all along? Piggle can only attach itself to what? To what? An object of avoda. Okay? Piggle can only attach itself to that which is subject to avoda itself. Right? That's what makes this different than Katrin Shemesim. Okay? See, the fact that piggle can, it's going to sound counterintuitive, but it makes sense. The fact that piggle can apply to this object shows you that it's chashuv. Piggle would never apply to something that's just like stam. It only applies to something that has chashivas in it. Right? The good stuff. So what it's saying is that kachim shemesu, right? So there, that was never became an object of avoda. So there's no piggle to speak of, right? But me'ila, we've abandoned usage. Usage is gone. As long as this thing is an object of avoda, right? Then me'ila applies to it. That's the separation between it and hekdesh. It's not shivush anymore. It's not usage. It's an object of avoda. And piggle, it uses piggle to show you piggle can only apply to something that's an object of avoda. That's why my chashivas idea from the beginning plays out. So to review, the Gemara first had usage and chashivas tied together, okay? Then it wants to investigate usage. And eventually, what does it do to usage? Abandons it. And now all we're left with is one thing.
Why does it try? So how does it?